about Brahman, we have heard yesterday.
Mahaprabhuji.
Those objections or questions raised by Sarvam Bhattacharya, he destroyed all those arguments or questions of his. And he is so Vishesh Sarvashaktiman, Bhutarwal, Padanji, Parabrahma Krishna, he established him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And said, Aho Brahma Sanatanam.
Aho
Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam.
Nanda Bhoprajau.
Nanda Bhoprajau.
Janamikam Paramanandam Purunam Brahma. Krishna ke liye
sati. This is for Krishna, this is addressing Krishna.
Iske baad mein Atma Rama.
After that, Atma Rama Samanya. Sarvam Bhattacharya, he defined this law in nine different ways. He Mahaprabhu didn't touch these nine meanings and he defined in eight different ways. Then he really was bewildered. Sarvam Bhattacharya, this certainly is no ordinary person. In his mind he surrendered to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave him darshan of the Shadbhut group. And also he said, do not say this to anybody. Mahaprabhu, then, from then on, Sarvam Bhattacharya was counted as one of Mahaprabhu's associates. So much so that he said, instead of Mukti Pade, he said Bhakti Pade. There are two meanings to this. Mahaprabhu said, Mukti Pade are those in whose feet mukti resides. This is about Krishna it is addressing. There is no need to change the words. Sarvam Bhattacharya says what you say is correct, but still I don't even want to chant this word mukti. I'm fearful of chanting this word, that's why I cannot say this mukti pada. Now Mahaprabhu, among Mahaprabhu's main devotees, he was also counted as one. Mahaprabhu said, I have to go to south. I have to search out my brother Vishwarup. How is he? I want to find out. They said, you must take one amongst us from all of us. Mahaprabhu said, no, not amongst you, none of you. He said, Kala Krishna Das, this Brahman, he will hold your water pot, you take him with you. On his say-so, they agreed. And then he started going towards the south, India. Gradually he reached Vijayanagaram, where Pratap Rudra's father had defeated the king of that place. And his princess, he had kidnapped and brought the Mayur Sagasan throne, Sakshi Gopal also he brought. Pandit Ganesh also he brought, which is still established in Jagannath temple. In Jagannath temple it is there today also, this deity. And also there was one deity which was established in Radha Khan's temple, but now also they are served up till now. The second day he crossed the Godavari. Vijayanagar is this side as well as that side where Raya Ramanand was the governor. What is the name? Kabul, they said. Reaching in the morning, He chanted his Sandhyanik, Mahaprabhu, very deeply absorbed internally, he was sitting. Then Raya
Ramananda,
who came there to take bath in Godavari with Brahmans and with a lot of pomp and show, he came surrounded by so many of his associate servants, etc. Then what happened? Now Shriman, one Maharaj will speak. For the announcement of all devotees, tomorrow Damodar Maharaj is giving a class. 9 a.m. on Srivikram Maharaj at the roof of Western Prasadam Hall. Thank you.
So continuing from last night, we heard that Mahaprabhu completely demolished all the arguments of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and finally established that Sarvabhauma
Bhattacharya is the end. If it means yes, it will come together.
And finally, seventh, the Sattva Satyaman, Sattva Vishay, 4 months before, he pointed to the whole Vajjana, 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 the whole Vajjana. Lord Brahma said, how fortunate, how fortunate are the precautions? Because that Guru Brahma, the Master Bhagavan, Sri Krishna has become their friend and beloved. Then Sāma Bhakti and Sāma Bhakti explained the Atman testimony of earth 9 ways. And Mahaprabhu explained it 18 ways without even touching the 9 explanations of Sāma Bhakti's charity. Hearing the explanations of Mahaprabhu, that Sāvabhauma Bhattacharya's mind began reeling. If it's not any ordinary person, he must be Krishna himself, and he completely surrendered himself to the feet of Srimad Mahaprabhu. From that day on, he became one of the main associates of Mahaprabhu. 1 or 2 days later, Sāvabhauma Bhattacharya was explaining to the Nathasam Bhavan, which is the mix of them. So finally, he shut up the word, Bhukti Pātadeva, the good Bhakti Pātadeva. I was telling you, the person who had dedicated his whole life to explaining bhakti, 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 now he does not even bear to hear the word bhakti. Therefore, the translation of the word bhakti passes. Bhakti always rests on the feet of bhakti. That means when one has bhakti, one automatically achieves bhakti. There is no need for any special title. So then, bhakti decided, I will go to South India. On the excuse I want to meet my elder brother, Vishnu, and find out what happened to him. He asked the Holy Spirit, and he said, you should take someone with you to look after your clothes, cook for you. Then Master said, I won't take any of you. I will take an independent third party. So that was Vishnu done. So Master began to head towards South India. Then, heading down, he came to Vijayanagara. Vijayanagara had already been captured by the father of Gajapati Paramaruga. When he went there, the king of Vijayanagara had sent his daughter to Jagannath Puri to be married. Then he withdrew his daughter, there was some disrespect. So the father of Paramaruga Maharaj went to Vijayanagara. He captured the girl, he captured the peacock girl, he captured the deities of Sakshi Gopal and Radha Kamsa. And also one DJ Ganesh called Mata Ganesh. Finally, Mata came to the holy river, where Haru, and there on the bank, he took his bath and sat for his Sandhya Anand, his Gayatri Mantra. He was in a very great mood at that time when Ramananda Roy, who was like the governor of Vijayanagara, he came accompanied by many musicians playing instruments. As well as many Brahmins chanting very
funny. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
From the lotus feet, we have been hearing Srinandan Gaurakari, who has come with Radha Bhav and Radha Kanti, the reason for which he appeared for the benefit of all the living entities. Still, we do not take shelter of Vishakha Devi, that Bhav cannot be attained. That's why Srinandan Gaurakari, after Jagannath Puri, when appeared here near the banks of the river Godavari on the south, Mahaprabhu is absorbed in Godavari, meditating on as Yamuna. Seeing Godavari, he is remembering Yamuna and Sriman Mahaprabhu. On one corner, he's sitting there. Kaviraj Goswami is describing that Chaitanandan Gaurhari, that vow which he had come to face, he said in this one shloka, he described this. This shloka. So Krishna Kaviraj is describing Sankara is an ocean of mercy. Krishna himself is Rathaparu. And all the jewels, they appear in the ocean. And Raya Ramananda is just like by the sun's rays, the ocean's water is evaporated and they gather together as clouds. And those clouds, what do? They shower water on the ocean again. The water of the ocean is undrinkable, but the water extracted by the sun's rays becomes sweet, and that sweet water is showered on the ocean again. So Mahaprabhu, although he is rasa swarup, he is the origin of all sorts of rasa, but in his own devotee, Raya Ramananda, he has inspired the bhakti. He is infused with bhakti and this rasa-tattva. Now in this, all this rasa-tattva, Shant, Dasya, Matpalya, etc., all this bhakti have been infused in his heart, established in his heart, and when this cloud, when he showered the rain as the clouds on the ocean, the ocean which is the reservoir of all jewels, but now he is getting the shower of the rain, of the sweet water from Raya Ramananda in the form of these instructions or dialogues between him and Mahaprabhu. He is again showering the rain of sweet water and the... ocean is known as the reservoir of all jewels, and here, although he is the origin shelter of all the rasas, Mahaprabhu, but through the mouth medium of his devotee's lips, he is hearing all the rasa tattva and he is becoming so and feeling so ecstatic. Sri Guru Maharaj described in different times, so many different ways, every year, Gurudev described this sutta, maybe I have heard it 25 times. Gurudev is describing, I want to say that Srimad Mahaprabhu is sitting near Raya Ramanan and he's asking this question. You speak after this. Sarvam Bhattacharya and Raya Ramanan, what would they say? Shriman Mahaprabhu, when sitting on the banks of the river, when Radhanand appeared, he followed me to take bath and seeing the beautiful form of Mahaprabhu, effulgent form of Mahaprabhu, and seeing all the eight ascetic symptoms manifest in Mahaprabhu, Radhanand became very surprised, and he got up from his palanquin and embraced Mahaprabhu, and both of them became completely ecstatic in each other's embrace. And others are thinking, people were thinking that this Brahman, Srimad Mahaprabhu, nobody could understand that how they are together, embracing each other. But Mahaprabhu is hiding his real feelings and began to say, one Vedic Brahman, Vedic Vaishnava Brahman came and invited Mahaprabhu that Mahaprabhu accepted this invitation. And Raya Ramana, that I want to speak with you. That time, Raya Ramana said, when if you have come to liberate this world, please spend days by some days stay with me also. Raman said, Prabhu, after 10 days, what to speak about Mahaprabhu saying, let's stay with me 10 days. Raman said, what to speak about 10 days? All my life I want to stay with you. Srimad Mahaprabhu then replied, I am a sannyasi. There is nothing in my heart, but your glories I have heard from Sarvam Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya had said to me that, oh Prabhu, when Raya Ramanan used to sit and speak, he used to all night, I used to sit with him and listen to the discussions about the gopis from him. We used to laugh at him at that time. What is this gopi? All this katha, it is not proper to speak, especially for the sannyasis, etc. We used to joke on, make fun of him. But by using the presentation, I have come to understand that Raya Ramanan is certainly no ordinary person. He is Mahabhagavat. So now that you are going in South India, you must go and see Raya Ramanan. So with humility, Mahaprabhu said, oh, I have heard your glory from Sarvam Bhattacharya. You are exactly what he has described to you. Why? Because the Premi Bhakti is only understood by Premi Bhakti. Other persons say it is this. Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur describe in their commentary that only a Vaishnava can know a Vaishnava. A non-Vaishnava can never understand a Vaishnava. In Mahaprabhu's heart, what moves are there and what moves are there towards Mahaprabhu's heart? It is difficult for others to understand. And when this Vedic Brahman went to his home, Mahaprabhu, then both of them, they are eager and increased to such height that now Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramanan began to have discussions after the meals and enough. Finish. Once
So,
say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like an ocean or a sea. And the ocean has a potential to manifest through more complex. So, the ocean has a potential to manifest through. But without the rain of Kanti Nakshatra, it will not manifest that potential. So here, Mahaprabhu is compared to an ocean. And Ramananda Rao is compared to that cloud which takes the water from the ocean and distributes it again to the ocean in some of those tubes. Which type of tube? Mahaprabhu was asking questions and Ramananda Rao was answering. His rain, quote unquote, of answers was in the form of the realization of the meanings and meaning of Srimati Radhika that Mahaprabhu wanted to say. He had the knowledge of it, the channel of it, which is Ramananda Sajjad and Kalimad Puri, years ago. He had the knowledge of those anubhavs, what was the realization of them. So when he was asking questions, and Ramananda Rao was answering those questions, this was coming to him the form of those jewels of realization. So Mahaprabhu came, let his name take his bath in the bank of the Godavari. At the same time, Ramananda Rao came in the big procession of running many musical instruments. He was the big governor, the big person coming to take his bath there with his great pomp. And Mahaprabhu was at the temple of Sanyasi. And when they met, they saw each other. Oh, immediately Ramananda Rao came to Mahaprabhu. And lo and wonder, all the Brahmins were looking. What is this Sanyasi, who is supposed to keep away from man interested in one shilling and penny. I'm breaking the sugar. Also, he was a governor who was considered belonging to the sugar tax. So, when the Sanyasi was supposed to have blessed his Mandan people, I'm breaking his program person. They were really very astonished. They were so happy to meet each other and had a very hard time to restrict their ecstasy. When Mahaprabhu saw that the Brahmins of this mentality, he was training them. At that time, the Brahmin came and invited Mahaprabhu, please come and take lunch at my house. And Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rao, they agreed that they would meet each other in the evening. Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rao, actually, I'm a Mayavadi Sanyasi. But Sadhguru Acharya, to give me favor, has told me that I should meet with you. And Ramananda Rao has sent Buddha community, because Buddha community one cannot get anything in the Vatican. Buddha community said, oh, Sarvabhauma Acharya, my Lord is very kind with me. Therefore, they have sent me to you, so I can get some benefit. So each other, they are complimenting each other. No, no, you are the great one, I am the low one. No, no, you are the great, I am low. Then, this wonderful conversation takes even then, from Ramananda Sambha. We then say, just like if you take away the five chapters of Rāpaṁ Chakadam of the Bhāvatna, the first thing is there. If you take away Ramananda's number from the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, what is there? Zero. Nothing is left there. So, Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rao, to please quote the first of Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. And Ramananda Rao started to
elaborating further on the subject of the dialogue between Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. We heard today how Ramananda Acharya described the Atmarajna, Kshatriya, Shlok in 9 different ways, and then Mahaprabhu described or defined further the same Shlok in 18 different ways without touching the first 9 definitions. And then also they wanted me to speak on the dialogue between Radharaman and Mahaprabhu. We heard also that how Sarvam Bhattacharya told to Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu decided to go to South India that he should certainly meet one very exalted devotee, Ramana. Earlier we were making fun of him, but now by your recitation my heart is melted and I can understand because what an exalted devotee Ramana is.
You
must go and meet him. Mahaprabhu was told by Sarvam Bhattacharya. When Ramanand came on the banks of the Godavari to take bath, that time first Ramanand paid dandavat and also embraced Mahaprabhu, and all the Brahmans looking at this scene, watching this scene, they became bewildered that, oh, this is a sannyasi, and how is he embracing or even touching this Ashudra governor? They couldn't understand. Somehow, Mahaprabhu explained his mood and then some Brahman came over and invited Mahaprabhu for lunch. And it was already decided that Mahaprabhu would meet Raya Ramanand in the evening. After the meal, Ramanand, with great humility, because Bhagwan gives his mercy, associates only with those who are humble. So Ramanand, in great humility, he said, then there was a dialogue between Ramanand and Mahaprabhu on the banks of River Godavari. He asked that Mahaprabhu was that what is sadhya, what is sadhana, what is the worshipable or attainable goal, and what is the means to attain that. Bhagwan becomes satisfied. That is sadhya, the practice. Then no, speak further, describe deeper. Then you describe the four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, following these in one's life properly, according to his position. How Shudra is to serve the three upper classes, and the Vaishya is doing cow raising and business. Like this, he describes the duties of the different varnas. But Mahaprabhu said that, oh, reading the scriptures by the Brahmans and following the duties of the Kshatriyas, by the Kshatriyas, their own duty, and other varnas following their own duty, that's not enough. There is no self-realization in that. Where is Mahaprabhu said this is also external. Speak deeper. Speak further. Varnashram is external. Why? It has nothing to do with the soul. It's not touching the topic of the soul. That's why Varnashram dharma. Yes, it is. People say that it is good. But Mike. The origin of all the varna and ashram is Krishna, and but this varna ashram has nothing to do with the spiritual part of a living entity. Mahaprabhu said this is external. And further will be spoken by some other speakers. Is that all of you speak? Gurudev has said. Vaikanas Maharaj.
So, the discussion between one another and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues. But one brief point. I think Sendra Guru does not know the purpose for which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to be one another. When Sri Guru starts this discussion, he relates this to the original topic that we discussed, why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to this world. He comes to this world to understand and face and experience the glory of Srimad Radhika's love. So Buddha mentioned that he went down to South India to ask his brother, Vishnu. This is what he called associate in Jagannath Puri. This is an external reason. His actual purpose was to meet Lord Ramananda. But who is Lord Ramananda? Lord Ramananda is Vrindavan in Vishakha Nidhi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpose in coming to this world is to understand the goodness of Srimati Radhika. So, Srila Gurudeva has often compared the discussion between Sri Ramananda, Roy, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Mahaprabhu going to the school of Srimati Radhika. Because Vishakha, Sri Ramananda Roy, was born on the exact same day as Srimati Radhika. She has the same womb, the same feature, she's almost identical as Radhika. So, Mahaprabhu is getting instruction of the womb of Radhika from Sri Ramananda Roy. And so, the instruction is progressive. He's asking, what is the highest goal of life? Not only where you start, what is the highest place and the means to attain it? And so, what we're going to hear, step by step, is a progressive innocent conception.
According to caste and stage of life. And the purpose
says, a tattoo here is the Krishna, or an ashram in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, this is the custom of our own plan, custom here as a custom. Purpose of an ashram is ultimately to please the Lord. But, a tattoo here is the Krishna, or an ashram in the Bhagavad Gita. When everyone's trying to hear me say, most people who are performing Varanasram Dharma are performing it for Puja Krishna, for elevation to the highest point of their system, for advancement in worldly enjoyment of this life, acquisition of wealth, knowledge, and even liberation. The problem with Varanasram Dharma, however, is that it does speak to the activities of the soul. But how can we, when he's asking for the highest duty, the highest object goal of life, he's talking about the highest attainment of the soul. And this will be explained step by step as we progress from Varanasram to Kama Vishabhati, to Jnana Vishabhati, on and on. The Varanasram is at the very lowest front, and it only addresses the gradual progressive development of the individual practitioner. Only when Varanasram begins to describe the activities of the soul proper, will Mahaprabhu become satisfied. So at this point, Mahaprabhu says, no, they will argue to the eternal, please don't want.
He has ordered me to speak something on the Rayanamrita Sambhad. In this Rayanamrita Sambhad, you have heard that how Mahaprabhu met Raya Ramanan. Mahaprabhu said to Raya Ramanan, sit there so that I can also hear. How Mahaprabhu met Raya Ramanan, you heard just now. In Raya Ramanan dialogue, Mahaprabhu said, first of all, whatever you speak, you should speak only should be in agreement with the Shastra. Don't speak anything from your own mental concoction. Mahaprabhu is giving a lesson to us that whenever we speak Harikatha, it should be quoted from the Shastra. In this Rayanamrita Sambhad, we both are having this discussion that time. Four times Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bhaya, this is external. Three times he said, this is it. Two times said, good. And this, last time he said, this is Satya. Why he said all these? Why did he say two times, etc.? Now we'll try to hear the all of the discussion. When Mahaprabhu said, describe the sadhya. That time I have what the answer. That is the Ayobhaya, this external. This stroke, actually, when Harikam was going on, Sagar Muni and Shabari Rishi, Sagar Maharaj, sorry, then Sagar Maharaj asked this question, O Muni, may you answer this. Mahaprabhu said, this is external. Why? Because Jiva is known as Krishna, that his duty is to serve Krishna. This is his constitutional position. There is no entity of his own. I am Krishna. There is no entity of his own. He is Krishna servant, nothing more than this. Then why does he say that everybody says that, oh, my life should remain happy, my wife should remain happy, my children should remain happy. This is all just concerning the body. When Ramana said this external, then Ramana said further, because Mahaprabhu said quote from the Shastra, then he is quoting from the Shastra, Yaproshi Yadashnati Yadroshi Yadashnati Yad. In this, Shrimad Mahaprabhu, on saying of Mahaprabhu Raya Ramana, he is quoted a shloka from Bhagavad Gita. After quoting this, still Mahaprabhu is saying, Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and Krishna himself has quoted in Mahabharata, in Shantikar, he has shloka. Chanted the shloka. When Ramana is saying, and Mahaprabhu is rejecting, why? Because there is nothing connection to the soul. This is Karma Mishra Bhakti. There are three types of bhakti, Arup Siddha, Sangha Siddha, and Sarup Siddha. Sarup Siddha Bhakti is the real bhakti. This is Arup Siddha Bhakti. There, oh, if we do like this, then it can be called bhakti. But bhakti is a discussion. Prahlad Maharaj is said, Shrivana Krishna Kisatara, Altanu Asana. If all these lists of bhakti are performed for the pleasure of Vishnu, then it is called Uttam Bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj has said, Guhirana Kashyapa, to give lesson to all the demons. First of all, you have to surrender yourself to Vishnu. Vishnu, when we say, first is Ashra Vishnu, then is Vishaya Vishnu. It's not that you are offering yourself first here, it is rather whatever we are doing, that is being offered. So there is this identity that I am doing right, that I am doing it, I am offering to Bhagwan. Who am I to offer something to Bhagwan? It is Bhagwan. First, if you offer yourself, your pride, your ego, this useless ego, if you offer to Bhagwan's feet, then whatever you do, then that is bhakti. But here, first, he has not something, but he is thinking of himself as the doer. And because of this, this is Karma Mishra Bhakti. This is Arup Siddha Bhakti. Mahaprabhu said, no, this is also external. If he would have surrendered himself and whatever he would have done, then it would have been Uttama Bhakti. This is not Uttama. Mahaprabhu rejected this also. After saying this, then Mahaprabhu said, this is external, I will buy it. And Ramana said, give it to me. By calling it karma, this is bhakti. Sarvaman, Pradajaman, Samanja, Mokshanika. He is saying, Sarvaman, Paisajya. Rejecting all, we have come here to perform dharma, and here Krishna is saying, reject all dharma's duties, then how bhakti can be performed, what we should do then? Sir Dharma Kvaitaja, when he says, oh, there is very great secret in this. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, Sir Dharma Kvaitaja, reject all dharma, take my shelter, then I will whatever you are thinking that you might incur a sin, I will free yourself from all those sins. I was just thinking, how should I fight, or how should I battle with these? How can I kill my guru? How can I kill my relatives? As Ramdas Thakur has described in his commentary, he says, O Krishna, you are instructing me to kill my brothers, my guru. Have you ever killed your guru? If you haven't, then why are you instructing me in such manner? I can't follow what you haven't done. Arjuna is Dwaraka Parikar, but he is acting as ignorant for giving a lesson to us. He is sounding bewildered there. Oh, I can see so many sinful reactions. I may have to suffer. But to follow Krishna's instructions is bhakti. He is satisfied, all the world is satisfied. It is clear in Arjuna what is he is feeling. That is why Arjuna says, dharman gani sajya. This bodily duties of the society, etc. Krishna did not say that you leave your Jaiva Dharma, leave your Bhagavad Dharma. No, not these. That duties which are connected to the body, those dharma should be left. Sar dharman paritajya. Naam ekam sarnavaja. Take my shelter alone. You take my shelter. Why? Who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is the reservoir or the origin of all dharma. Bhagavan is the origin of all shastras, origin of bhakti. And what is Bhagavan? For what is done for Bhagavan, that is Bhagavat. So, anything in connection to the body, that sort of duties are to be rejected. After rejecting such duties, if you incur some sin, I will free yourself from all those sins. Don't worry. In other places, the Shastra says, Bhagavan has said these words. Sanatana Goswami said in Bhagavatam commentary that if following my dharma, if you commit some fault according to the society, I will free yourself from such sins. I can forgive you of such sins. When is Lord Hari saying, this is also Krishna. After hearing this, when Mahaprabhu said, I told already that because it is only for the sake of the body, so Jnana Nishtha Bhakti. Jnana Nishtha Bhakti is describing that Rama Buddha Prasanna Dhana Shukri Nakamashtra Samasarita Buddheshu Kumar Bhakti Lavate Priya Rama Buddha Prasanna Dhana. All those are always in the meditation of Brahma, always absorbed in Him, always find bliss in Him. They never desire for anything, neither they lament for anything. Samasarveshu-buddheshu. All the living entities, they are having equal vision towards all living entities. And when they come, such people come in the association of devotees, they will gain bhakti. If they don't have other sons, then all this Brahma Buddha, Prasannatma, all these are useless. Shukadeva Goswami Pad was Brahma Buddha. Still he did not come in the association of Shukadeva Goswami. Whatever he was doing was useless. When he came in the association of devotees, only then he became a Param Bhakta. And Shukadeva Goswami is describing in his Sanatana Goswami that Gopi Bhava, that he actually attained Gopi Bhava. He is not an ordinary person. So, Till Brahma Buddha did not come in front of the audience, they will not be able to attain. Some Brahma Buddha persons also cannot attain bhakti without the assistance of devotees. Why? Bhagwan? There is no difference between Bhagwan and his Sapa. So what he has such qualities that Atmaram and Shaktimunayo. He can even attract the Atmaram Munayo, those chastity persons. Harikatha is so attractive that Brahma Buddha, who is satisfied in himself, can also be attracted and give him shelter at his lotus feet. We heard about this yesterday. That's how Atmaram Manasya, this shloka was defined by Sarvamatacharya, and later on, Mahaprabhu described it in 18 different ways. We heard this yesterday. So anyway, he is moving gradually upwards, so there is nothing in connection to, this is the glories of sadhusana. There is nothing connecting to the self-realization. Mahaprabhu, he is becoming somewhat satisfied, but not completely. Yes, still he says, this is external, evaya. Then Raran said, Gyanshuna Bhakti, Sarsadhita. He quoted from the Shastras, the Shlok. Bhagavan, who is he? He is Ajit. He cannot be won over or conquered by anyone. He cannot be conquered by anyone, that's why he is Ajit. He is describing him in the shloka that, oh, leave all efforts on Gyan. What kind of Gyan we should leave? There are different types of Gyan also. One is Tattva Gyan, Tattva Gyan, Tattvadar, Dvampadar Gyan, Jiva-Brahma Ekya Gyan. Jiva-Brahma Gyan he is telling to leave. We will have to leave this. Shri Gurudev, he has preached in Western countries many times, he has said, in his preaching in Western countries. Celebrate Vishwam Vishwabhad Bhakti Swami Maharaj, he went to the Western countries. Everywhere he said that Krishna is Bhagwan and we are the soul. Gurudev said, I have come to the Western country to tell you that whatever our Shiksha Gurupada has said that Krishna is Bhagwan, forget that. I have come here to make you forget that. Unless until you have the Tattva Gyan, till that time Prema Bhakti will not manifest in your heart. Just like you are making a very huge building. Unless until your fundament is not strong, you cannot make a 10-storied building. Similarly, we need Tattva Gyan in the beginning, but from attaining frame lock, Tattva Gyan also we have to leave. What? That Krishna is Bhagavan. And now, Lokitam Manduvat. We have to have relationship with Krishna. Lokitam Manduvat. Leave all efforts of Gyan. We have to offer our respects to whom? We have to offer our pranam to those who are arranging Harikatha, those who are speaking Harikatha, those who are listening Harikatha, the place where Harikatha is spoken. Who are related to Bhagavad Katha, we have to offer respects to all. What do they do? They speak the dialogues or the instructions of Bhagavan. That's why it is said in these words. Those are the devotees of Bhagavan. What do they have in their hearts? Always they are restless. Oh, how to do bhajan, how to bring benefit for the living entities. Just like from Manasarovar, there are so many streams coming out. Similarly, Gautam Bhagavat, his heart is always, all his Bhagavan's Leela are manifesting in his heart and he wants to repeat those pastimes to others. Whatever Katha, whoever hears this Katha with Shraddha, never fear, illusion, bewilderment touch them. Bhagavan and his associates. Bhavatiya is described. Bhagavan and his associates. When you speak such harikatha, that is the topmost harikatha. Then everybody will become satisfied. That's why it is described that without Radha, Krishna is hard. Krishna, if he is alone, then he becomes Nirvana Brahma. So that's why he becomes Bhavadhyā. That is his associates also should be spoken about. Anicca. Anicca, in whatever place you are, in whatever one you are, whatever ashram you are in, you have to follow this bhakti in wherever place, whatever condition, situation you are in. If Bhakta behaves like this, then Bhagwan can be conquered, although he is unconquerable. A little smile came on Mahaprabhu's lips. Mahaprabhu said, "This is it, Aho Hoy." Then Mahaprabhu said, "Aho Hoy." Then Rayanama said, when he heard this, "Prem Bhakti Sabdasa." Then he quoted two examples. One, this shloka. And second shloka he quoted, this shloka. When you are suffering from distresses, that time whatever you get or you take very tastily. If you don't have hunger, you don't like to eat anything. Similarly, when a devotee has a desire to serve the Lord, he had greediness in his heart to serve the Lord. From such a devotee, Bhagavan accepts the service. From others, if you don't have any anxiety to serve the Bhagavan, from such a person, Bhagavan accepts his services. Bhagavan even snatches away from his devotees, like Mahaprabhu used to snatch away from one of his devotees. I won't catch the name. Like an example, when Dwarkadi Krishna, when he again went to the Swami Pandavas, he went to the Kauravas for reconciling the matters between them. Then he said that give me 5 villages and everything, there will be no war. But Duryodhana said, what to speak about 5 villages? Even that portion of earth which is pierced by the pin, I will not give that much land also. Then first he gave him to serve. Bhagavan Krishna said, I cannot eat. Why? Because for what I have come, unless and until I do not complete that work, I do not fulfill it, I cannot eat. I have come in this assembly, what I had come to do, then I cannot eat the second. If you are very hungry, you can eat. But Bhagavan, I am Atmaram, Atmakam, I never have hunger and thirst. How can I eat? Third, maybe Atmaram, Atmakam, maybe you have completed your task or no. If you are in good association with the person who is offering, you can have what he is offering. But I don't have such close association. Krishna did not accept what was offered by. And he went to Vidur's home and he ate the banana peels also. So if there is eagerness in the devotee's heart, he will accept those, whatever is offered. The devotees, they are totally absorbed, overflooded with bhakti. Like the rasagulla is completely full of juice. You just squeeze it. Those who are diabetic, they squeeze the rasagulla, but anyway, there is still some sweet remain. Maybe it is less than, but still it is sweet. So similarly, his heart is also, the devotees whose hearts are completely absorbed with Krishna. Oh, if you find such association, such greediness, you can immediately, by whatever you have to pay, take this, this love, this greediness. By by love, by desire, you can buy him. Oh, by this greediness, you perform Raghunuga Bhakti, you will find Bhagavan. And? Bhakti Swami Maharaj. When he establishes on, he spoke, this is the definition of Krishna. That there is only one, there is only one. What you can pay, forget the greediness. This greed. The one who has this greed, oh, his life is successful. What rest? Will the doubt rest we will hear from other speakers. Translation.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number again.
Don't go away.
Namaste Maharaj, translating.
By following the process of Vana come down, satisfied by Bhagavan himself, Vishnu becomes satisfied. Therefore, Chaturveda Mayasistam Guru Chaturvibhasa. The Bhagavad Gita Krishna himself declares, I myself have established this process of Kodakam and all Vana for the benefit of the ordinary person. Because in this world, 99.99% of us are they are Atma-buddhi. We have so much relationship with the human mind and body. Therefore, we are completely full of our spiritual position. Therefore, if the jiva was allowed to remain unrestricted in their sense enjoyment, then the jiva would receive no auspiciousness at all. Therefore, for the regulation of the conditioned soul to gradually bring them to the platform of Satya-buddhi, he just needs to establish the four vanas and four vanas. Therefore, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared, Ayo Bhagya is external, question comes, so who is external? Otherwise, why could he himself establish it in the body of the brain? That person who is free from the bodily concept of life, that person has the idea for the qualification to give up vanas. Otherwise, he doesn't have the qualification to give up vanas. So what will happen? It will become the best of the various administration going to hell. Even now, friends are not on the external and want to just give it up, still there is qualification for giving up Vanasam. Therefore, we see many times in Germany, they give up Vanasam because they have no shelter within the business, they fall like that from them. Therefore, Vaishnava is going to qualification for the Vaishnava to give up Vanasam. Yamachavanam Guru and Rami, they take care of us. The qualification is they have so much sexuality as it is. Because Vanasam Dhamma has no relationship specifically with the external Dhamma or the Atman, nor has any direct relationship with the service of Bhagavan, that is considered external. Therefore, it is linked to Krishna, but it does not completely to religion. That is the point. So, Mahaprabhu was saying that Eva Adya Adya Kaha. This is external, please speak born. So then, the Krishna the Lord, he gave the idea of Sarva Vindra Bhakti, or Kalamapan, as Krishna declared in Bhagavad Gita. Yes, Sarvati, the Krishna, is the only Siddhartha, yes, the Siddhartha, who is the Siddhartha, Mara, Ashram. Krishna says, O Arjuna, whatever you eat, whatever actions you perform, whatever austerity you do, whatever yajna or donation you give in charity, yes, Siddhartha, Mara, Ashram. You are an offering for me. So in these promises in the Bhagavad Gita, the Vishwanatha and the Prabhupada says, why Krishna has spoken this word? Because those persons who have no place in Sudhavati by completely giving up all Dhyana Sharma, they say on the Sudhavati, neither they have place in Sakamvati, performing mundane activities for material benefit, for that person in the middle of the distance, Krishna spoke his little word. And we heard from Sudhavati Mara Maharaj, this is called Adok Siddhavati. Why? Because still, he has not developed, the person in this state has not developed full complete Atma-jnana. But in Bhagavad Gita, in the 14th chapter, Krishna intelligence is called the Sarva Atma Bhakti, or Sarva Mitra Bhakti. Why? By offering the endeavor of one's Sarva to the Supreme Lord, one will become purified. When one becomes purified, what happens? One achieves the qualification of jnana. That means he automatically realizes I am not the body, I am the soul. By performing jnana properly, by meditating on Paramatma, the first of Pratyasama Yoga, gradually he develops the qualification of to the body. Therefore, the powerful rejection is required, because still the devotee thinking, I am doing this, I am this body, I am the Brihasa, I am the Sannyasa, I am this, I am that. So I am offering myself to one one. Here I'll tell you a little story to the Golden Man of the Sister. There were two disciples, and the Guru said, I want you to paint the whole ashram green. Therefore, one disciple took a bucket of paint, and all day he painted, painting the jar, painting the doors, painting the buildings. All day he worked, and only half the ashram was green. And the other disciple, who was not doing anything, only he was sitting back. They went to the Guru said, have you painted the ashram green? Then he put on some green sunglasses. That's the letter. Everything is green. Strange. One little pretty glimpse of Bhagavan, automatically all the meetings and activities and donations and charity are performed for the happiness of Bhagavan. Then no need to offer separately. Otherwise, you might end up like, Ekalavya. You are also so foolish like that. When John and I asked him, hey, give your son a lasting donation, you shall be down and gave it. And the Buddha said, take the last one of the demon. Why? Because he's thinking, this is my son, I'm giving to Buddha. But if John and I had asked Arjuna, Arjuna, give your son to me, Arjuna went to Buddha, my son is yours, my body is yours, I am yours. Therefore, no need of this karma of the body. Therefore, for these reasons, because it was clear because of the opposite Bhagavan Krishna, that the still the soul has not surrendered, therefore for this reason, Mahaprabhu rejected. Ayurva Adhikara. If there is anything superior to this, then these Brahmana Droid 7 Karma Kyar has been superior. That Nayam Guna Rosan Maya Vishnam Adhikam Dharma Sanchar Yantarvam Yatharam Sri Mahal Aspanam. Therefore, here is the mention of Yatharam Sri Mahal Aspanam. That is superior. And also one need of Sarva Dharma Sadhya, Abhidham Sadhana Maya, Amsan Sadhana, Bhaktiya, or Matita, or Matita. The highest instruction is written there in the Gita. Mahaprabhu rejected that external act. Why? Because the devotee, why is he turning his mobility to Krishna? Oh my God, I've done so many things. I I get up my manasana. If I don't surrender to Krishna, I'm going to go to hell and go to lower species. Therefore, he is not surrendering to Krishna out of pure love and affection. To serve Krishna, he is surrendering to Krishna out of fear of going to hell, to Kama Jivan. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, for these two things, Mahaprabhu also rejected that as being external. Then, above that, Mahaprabhu said, is there anything else? Then Ramananda was calling forces, Bhagavad-gita, Ramabhusha Sasana Maharaja. Ramabhusha Sasana Maharaja,
Shoshati
Gaurama. Samadhara is the book of you, Mahaprabhu and Bhagavad-gita. Here, the devotee has achieved liberation. Ramabhusha, here he desires anything, nor does he lament for anything, but he is not desiring Bhagavad-gita, nor is he energy for Bhagavad-gita. Only he has rejected his will, that he has not established relationship Krishna. But he can achieve bhakti when he gets satisfaction. Therefore, the jnani who is liberated from his world, he has no material desires, but he is not developed. First, that was good to see Krishna, but he can develop that good if he gets the association of devotees, like we heard Aparana Srimunaya Mudran Sapitam Mukhavan. 18 explanations are obligated at first. Then Mahaprabhu is also external, Jan and Mishravati. So liberation has been rejected by Mahaprabhu as external. The Jani performed his austerity for a very long time to achieve liberation. Then one time liberation Krishna. How do you get liberation? Mukti Kohe Gopal Pere, then Mukti Kadai, Prajadar, Mukti Kadai, Mukta, Mukti, Kodai. Liberation Art, something like that. Liberation Art. Krishna, how I can get the direction? Krishna said, you put some food down in Rajaraj, just to put down on your head, then you can be liberated. Yanaipraya Sama Vipassana Mantri Yati Vantusatma Shatatam Bharati Yatatam Sama Yishita Yudhikatam Namukhantra Mokri Yati Vyasatam Yati 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 Sattva Sri Bhakti is the beginning of Sattva Bhakti. But after liberation, Krishna says, after the Gita, Mantraya, Yavachana, Vasudevana, Sagati, Sattva, Samachitya, Vyakamunda, after liberation, one is used by Bhakti. How? By the process of hearing. Therefore, this is the ninefold process of Bhakti. Shravana, Krishna, Vishnu, Kumaranam, Bhakta, Sagana, Marjana, Bhakta, Dasyam, Satyam, Asana, Vedana. Now this is called Krishna Rasudanam, the cultivation of devotional service and form for the happiness of Krishna. And where does bhakti begin from? The process of hearing. Because unless you hear nicely from Sadhguru Vaishnav, you cannot perform kirtan. If you cannot perform pure kirtan, you cannot perform manan. Therefore, jnana prayasam. Don't try so much for jnana. Guru Maharaj says, very hard to understand Bhagavan, how he performs in creation, how he puts his cat, how much he carries, how much he weighs, how old he is. Very hard to understand. Therefore, don't raise your hand on all that stuff. Guru Maharaj says, just hear Harikatha. By hearing Harikatha, you automatically achieve all kinds of suffering jnana by Bhagavan. By hearing Harikatha, automatically one of all good quality of renunciation and knowledge by hearing. So not only that, one Sami, Sita, Krishnakam, Paro Vatman over here. Wherever you are, stay there. Think of the, if you're Sanyasi, turn to change your ashram and get married, stay Sanyasi. If you're Brahmachari, stay Brahmachari. If you're Krihasa, don't be up for children, stay married. What you do, these things are external, standing here and there will not help you, just come and be a Hatshita. When you stay here and there, or another meaning, Sāme, Sīpā, Sūjīkatāṁ. Wherever Harikatha is there, run there and be invited. You should have some grief to be out. And even though Bhagavan cannot be controlled by anyone, he is controlled by that person who lies to hear Harikatha from the Sri Vaishnava.
And he will be ready for us.
উপস্থিত থাকবেন মহারাজ, তুমি মহারাজ, সনাতন মহারাজ, সুশীলের মহারাজ, আর সমাজের প্রভু, গৌরাজ প্রভু, কলিরাজ প্রভু, সুধাকর প্রভু, শিলাজী প্রভু, প্রেমপ্রভ প্রভু,
your call